You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor from T-Storm Weather in Chicago is not available today, but we do have an update of the weather forecast from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
The forecast across the Midwest has not changed much from that of yesterday. It still looks as though we're dealing with the storm system that produced significant amounts of moisture across the Midwest in the last 24 hours. Storm system will be focused mostly on the eastern Midwest today, and we'll look for additional rain totals running a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some local totals upwards to an inch and a half. The storm system has already produced some impressive rain totals across portions of the central sections of the Midwest, really from portions of eastern Kansas and Missouri and southern Iowa into parts of Illinois. We've seen a lot of 1 to 2.5 inch amounts of moisture. The ground is considerably wetter now in those areas than it has been, and field work will not be very quick to resume. We do expect to see a couple of days worth of drying here across that region that will help quite a bit. And the best drying will likely occur Sunday and Monday in some of this region, where the temperatures will start to warm up again and we'll likely see no precipitation occurring. Now, with that said, I do think there is a chance for some showers to occur on Monday and Tuesday of next week as our setup in the atmosphere begins to evolve for supporting the next storm system that promises to move across the Midwest as we get into the middle part of next week. Everything looks about the same for the storm system next week as what we've seen this week. In other words, we have a southwesterly flow pattern aloft and a lot of Gulf of Mexico moisture moving northward and cooler air coming southward across the backside of the frontal system next week. So the setup is going to be much like that of the past 2 days, when we'll see some significant rain occurring, especially in the eastern Midwest on that event. The northwestern half of the U.S. corn and soybean production areas are probably not going to be seeing a lot of precipitation over the next 2 weeks. It will not be completely dry in those areas, but the precipitation that occurs is going to be a lot lighter and less significant, less threatening for some of the crops there relative to the precipitation that will be occurring across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. We do expect to see temperatures cool off a bit now over the next couple of days. Some of the eastern Midwest has been very warm past 2 days, and temperatures well above average, and it will still be warmer than normal out there here yet today. But as we move on into the weekend, we'll likely see the temperatures down into a much more seasonable range. And those seasonable temperatures should mean 40 and 50 degree highs for many areas across the Midwest. That will contrast greatly from readings that will be mostly 60s and some lower 70s today. The 40 and 50 degree readings will be only with us on Saturday and Sunday. We'll start seeing some warming take place Monday and Tuesday of next week, and there's a good chance we'll be back into some 60 degree readings during the early to middle part of next week ahead of that next storm system. Our low temperatures at night across the big part of the Midwest will be running mostly in the 40s and 50s in the lower portions of the region, but we'll see 30s and some 20s occurring in the northwest. And those 50 degree readings will occur mostly tomorrow morning in the extreme southeast part of the region. I think for the rest of the forecast period in the southeastern parts of the Midwest, we'll see lows in the 40s with a few upper 30s as well. The coolest weather will be Sunday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks to Drew Lerner for his update of the weather forecast. And that wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.